Welcome to yet another edition of Hit the Target podcast, proudly brought to you by Hollywood Bets. I'm your host, Jesse Nagel, and for one final time in the DSCV Premiership, the final round, of course, it's the final rodeo. Save the last dance. Banele Pikwa joins us in studio, as well as Joshua Gaylord making his, I think, his first or second appearance on the DSCV Premiership podcast. Josh is
stood in last week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Sorry, that's when I wasn't here. And thanks for covering me, covering for me, by the way, last week. Banele, you also weren't here last week, and I'm sure we were missed. So our listeners that obviously tune into the podcast weekly, but for one final time now, we get to watch a round of PSL action.
Yeah, I wasn't here last week. Greetings to the listeners. I missed being here. I missed everything. But yeah, Pro Pilani too wasn't here last week. You know,
yeah.
Pro, we had promised to do a guard of honor for him when he comes on studio. So since we've made that promise on air, he's never pitched up. Obviously, he's busy, you know, with whatever he's busy with that we can't mention. But yeah, so now the season has came to an end. I don't think if he comes, let's say, for example, next week, do we still give him a guard of honor?
No, I think we can't. I think that's expires match date, that's it. Because also, I was going to give him a guard of honor, actually, but he phoned me in the week and he said that he can't make it to the podcast this week because he has to travel to Newcastle. And I thought he was making an Arsenal joke, and everyone knows I'm an Arsenal supporter. So, yeah, I'm taking away my guard of honor that was supposed to be.
Because of Newcastle beating Arsenal.
Josh, there's plenty of action to look forward to. Of course, Sundowns are the champions. Royal AM, who they host this weekend, are fighting for the second spot, and they could get the CAF Champions League in their very first season in the DSCV Premiership. They play each other on Saturday. What's your thoughts on that fixture?
Yeah, I think also them they're battling it out there for that second spot. I think it's been an excellent season for Royal AM, the whole transition and everything. They played excellently. I think getting one over Sundowns to make that CAF Champions League spot, that'll be a complete and successful season, in my opinion, for them.
Yeah.
I feel like betting aspects, they can get that victory over Sundowns. I mean, Sundowns, you see them fielding all the second string teams, second string players who can get the contract for next season, who they feel that maybe shouldn't be a part of the team next season. And in this final game, they're away from home. I think they'd be doing the same. Whereas Royal AM, everything to play for. I think Royal AM get the victory here, just to see off the season right.
What a way to end a guard of honor and then beat the champions, as Joshua Gaylord predicts. But really, Sundowns have beaten Royal AM twice this season, and both coaches, in fact, from both camps have been nominated for coach of the season.
Yeah, I mean, well deserved. When you look at both teams, they've been top of the log since the start of the second half, you know. The consistency has been there, you know. It's not to say Cape Town City is inconsistent, but they just showed up towards the last end, you know. Like they showed in horse racing, we would have said they showed some great turn of foot, you know, towards the finish. But Royal AM and Sundowns have been the pace setters through and through. So consistency again has prevailed in the DSTV Premiership. In terms of this game, I think Sundowns, since being crowned champions, they've dipped, if we're being honest. They haven't had the Sundowns performance that we've seen throughout the season.
Champagne
that
hangover.
Yeah.
Is that by pros, not yet?
Possibly. I mean, you look at the first game after being crowned champions, that was against Chiefs, you know. They were coming from a draw against Cape Town City. They played Chiefs. They drew. In a match, they could have easily lost. You know, you look at Chiefs missing a penalty, Nukovic getting one or two good clear chances there, you know. And then they went on to lose against Stellenbosch, you know, 3-0 it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, also even against Royal AM in the Nedbank Cup, as much as they won the game, but it was still very, very close. You know, it could have gone either way. So Sundowns haven't really been convincing since being crowned champions. So we don't know. Maybe the players are saving themselves for the MTN 8 final, which is the Nedbank Cup final, rather, which is a big one. So they're looking at the treble. It makes sense to think of it that way. I mean, I also wouldn't go out and out if I was a Sundowns. I wouldn't go all out if I was a Sundowns player and get injured and jeopardize my chances of not playing in the final. So I think maybe the Sundowns players have their eyes on the Nedbank Cup final. They want this treble. So Royal AM, everything to play for. I think for me, I'll side with Joshua as well and say maybe Royal AM won't draw. I think they want it more. They're playing at home.
Yeah,
they want
Chatswood Stadium.
Yeah, so yeah, Royal AM won't draw for me.
Yeah, it's so hard to look past Royal AM. But yeah, Chipper United against CS Galaxy. We spoke about, you know, such a well-run club being Sundowns. And then you've got Chipper United, who in any universe rather or multiverse, they are the worst-run club. And in saying that, Kurt Lenke is their coach, will get to put his boots on once again and feature in the final game of the season as a celebration for surviving.
Yeah, you know, I'll go first in this one. You know, whenever we discuss Chipper United, they always come with these things that, in a way, don't look well in the eye. I don't want to say unprofessional. You know, they don't look well in the eye. Like, and they always go on and survive relegation. Yeah. And Uchipa will use the very same things that we criticize him for to, like, say, look, I've done this and this, but I still survived the relegation. So this is working. And he's been bragging about, like, firing 6 coaches in one season and say, I survived relegation, you know.
Yeah.
And when he gave Vuket Lenches the job, I mean, nobody expected that. We were all, like, shocked to see Kurt Lenches replacing a Gavin Hunt, you know.
Yeah.
It was shock. Like a player, you know, like who Kurt Lenkis was still like a player playing, you know. Like, it's unlike your Ryan Giggs where you were like on the bench for like so long and then maybe you get like for example, if Chiefs were giving Kune and saying let him coach, it would make sense. I mean, he's never played a league game this season, unlike Kurt Lenkis, who was part of the team, you know. So we were all shocked. There comes Morgan Mamila, who was a CEO, who's been a CEO, you know, and then he was like assistant coach. And how they went about it was very dodgy. Like, they didn't make no formal announcement. We just saw the coach on the bench and we're like, assistant coach. And we saw him on Twitter saying, my new role now.
Announcing himself
after the first game, you know, which was like very dodgy. And then now Kurt Lenches has confirmed that he will play 27 minutes. I don't know how he came about the 27. Mm. Like, it's a very odd number.
Maybe that's all he feels he still has in the tank.
Yeah,
I mean,
but like, usually Josh is like 10, 20. Like, but like 27, you know, why don't you just say 30 minutes rather? But yeah, I mean, it was an odd number, which made everything weird. So now, what made most of us complain, it's because they're facing a CS Galaxy who are fighting for relegation. You know, CS Galaxy are tied on points with the Imoroka Swallows. And you look at Maritzburg United, also 1 point ahead of CS Galaxy, you know. So there's everything to play for. And Chipper have been in this situation. So you'd want Chipper to be as professional as they can in the last game. Whereas a team that get relegated should be a team that deserves to be relegated. It shouldn't be like a case of, okay, CS Galaxy, we're having a free
no
heat.
Favors.
No, you know, this is now like becoming like a favor. You know what I mean? Mm. It's like becoming a free heat. Like, these ones are playing for their lives and these ones are celebrating, you know. It shouldn't be like that. You know, we spoke about Sundowns and all of that. They're still approaching the games. You can see Ushalulile still wants that record. You know, there's no celebrations or anything like that. So it would be unfair for Chipper if they treat this game in an unprofessional manner and they end up getting a hiding, and that changes the whole complexion of the relegation, you know. And things change. Next season, they'll be in the same situation. They'll be needing favors from other teams. So, yeah, let's just hope whatever they do is professional.
What goes around comes around. Definitely. Just like coaches at Chipper United.
Look, for me, I think there's always weird and wonderful things that are happening in the DSCV Premiership or PSL for that matter. Yeah. And I think Chipper do give that unprofessional, how can I say, like you just discussed, throughout the season, things chop and change. They don't announce managers correct, or coaches rather, correctly. I think TS Galaxy, if we're looking to where to put our money, TS Galaxy get the victory. They've got a bit more 100%. In the tank. They've got a bit more in the tank there for this fixture. That's...
Yeah, and then look, I mean, even Coach Rolani, a few months back, if not last month, he did address the situation that, you know, coaching is being taken for granted in South Africa. And we understood where he came from. I mean, people from Egypt or whatever, like, who are watching the DSTV Premiership, they don't say Chippa United. They say what's happening in South Africa. You know, they're saying a CEO is coaching in South Africa. They're saying a coach playing in South Africa. And I've heard people saying, yeah, but Ryan Giggs once did this. It doesn't mean we must copy everything that has been done in Europe. You know, in Europe, there are some things that we laugh at also. It doesn't mean because it's happening there, we must copy that. You know, Ryan Giggs playing the last game or whatever. It was still amateur tactics, and we've seen it. And look at where Ryan Giggs is as a coach. You know, if you're going to come with such things, then you're asking for trouble.
KZN Derby, in fact, Durban Derby, it gets a bit quite close coastally. It's AmaZulu against Golden Arrows at Durban's iconic Moses Mabhida Stadium. What a way to end the season for both teams. Josh, it's like most derbies in the country, they've drawn already this season. I think they played each other in the Nedbank Cup as well and drew that game. Of course, AmaZulu winning on penalties, if my memory serves me well. How are you feeling about this fixture?
Look, I'm excited for this one. I mean, I think as mentioned last week on the podcast, we'll have, well, it's confirmed now, we'll have five KZN teams this time around. Congratulations to Richards Bay. And then we'll get a lot more derbies next season. But this one, I'll be there. If you see me, say how's it? I think I'm not really too concerned about the result. I know the players will definitely be wanting a victory in a derby, regardless of what points of the season it is. The only thing for me, I think the main talking point here would have to be the coaching factor at AmaZulu. I think obviously Coach Brennan still wants to put his authority there. He hasn't lost yet. I think the game against Cape Town City was look, we didn't get to watch the fixture, but I think it was probably a hard fought to get a 0-0, knowing where Cape Town City need to be or the form that they're currently in. I think Truth has done extremely well. For me, I don't think he's the man for the job to going forward. I know when they made the statement, the president said that at the end of April, they were supposed to make an announcement to confirm who's taking the job. Still yet to be seen. But in terms of this fixture, I think I'm going in terms of the home crowd, in terms of the stadium, not the place. AmaZulu should take the victory.
But we have to ask you this question, Josh, now that you've said Brendan Truter is not the one for you. So who do you think for you deserves to take AmaZulu?
I don't know about deserves, but I think in terms of
Coach Brakis, he deserves to be there. I think he's not a bad coach.
He's not a bad coach.
In terms of AmaZulu need to know where they are also. Yes. And I think they need to sort of realize who they are as a football club. Like, football is probably the most honest sport. And if you think you should be rubbing shoulders with Sundowns and Cape Town City,
it'll take years.
And yes, you did it once. And yes, you did it with the top quality coach, a top qualified coach in Benny McCarthy. But it's not going to happen.
Who you are.
It's not who you are. And you overachieved one season. Don't get carried away.
Yeah.
You still AmaZulu. You still bought your way to the top. You still have been buying your way to the top for many times that you've been promoted. So you can't now become a dominant force. I think Brendan Truter deserves a chance. And yes, I'm sort of advocating for him in a way, but he's still in the top eight. AmaZulu needs to be a top eight team and sort of solidify that spot in the top eight before they can start having other conversations. They need to focus on games like this, games, the derbies like this against Arrows.
Look, your question to me, Vanille, your question to me is, who do I think deserves it?
Okay.
Who deserves it?
That's the wrong word.
Who should be?
Who's the right man?
Okay, for who deserves it, Truter is the guy.
Yeah.
He's proved himself. He hasn't lost. He hasn't lost yet. Okay, bar the CAF Champions League. That was his first game to travel so far. No one blames
him. Okay, let's put a line.
Put a line through that one. But in terms of deserving, we got to give it to Truter. He's performed with the players that were there before. Some of the players that he brought in weren't even getting a chance.
Okay.
But in terms of who I think can take the roles, the reins rather, Jesse, you're saying that maybe AmaZulu must understand where they are. Yes, I feel like they do understand the club that they are. But at the same time, you also want to aspire to be better ambitious. Than who you are. Be ambitious. Yeah. And you see that with the Zungu family, maybe not always in the way that some people might agree. But I think that they need to get in a manager who is at a higher caliber of coach, with all due respect to Schulte. I think possibly Steve Compella. I think Mandla as well. He used to be, you can get behind him. He's a Zulu guy. I think that as well as the rumors of Stuart Baxter, I don't agree with that one.
And Hunt?
I think that Gavin Hunt is the one that I would feel that can take AmaZulu, not to rub shoulders with Sundowns or the big clubs, but take them to a level that's higher. As well as, I think that they can push for a Champions League spot in with the manager like that. And I feel that they do have the money to bring a player like that in.
Any particular reason as to why not Stuart Baxter? Because defensive, maybe, or
look, I think just the image that's been put around him at Kaiser. I'm not taking away what he's done and stuff like that. I think the image that has been put around him
past him, maybe,
possibly. But for me, I think if you're trying to build a better image at AmaZulu, which I feel is that was a big drawing card for having Benny McCarthy there. His image has been tainted a little bit. So taking him straight from Kaiser Chiefs, it becomes a laughing stock.
And not only Chiefs, even in India too.
Yes, as well as that.
So we have to...
Vanilla, you had a question for me. I'm dying to know. You wanted to ask me something. And then I think Josh interrupted.
No, I've already asked you, Josh, about Baxter. If do you think, is he that guy? So you were saying...
they need to know where they are.
They need to know where they are. And then I wanted to say, there's some quite interesting names available, your Hans and your Baxters, but I think Josh has covered that well.
Yeah, 100%. Speaking of KZN teams and KZN glory, we mentioned five teams being in the DSCV Premiership next season. Maritzburg still seem like they should be in. Of course, they a few points, I think it's 1 point or 3 points ahead now with the game in hand, of course.
Yeah, 3 points ahead of the two.
With the game in hand.
With a game in hand, 1 point ahead of
CS Galaxy. They host Baraka in the Harigwala Stadium.
I mean, Maritzburg for me, I think they are a team that will get the job done whenever they play at home. We saw in the last home game.
I don't know, not this one for me.
Look, when Maritzburg, since the fans have came back, we've seen Harigwala being, I think, if we're being honest, they've in terms of percentage, they've had the most support, even more than Sundowns and your Chiefs, you know, at the Harigwala. And that's what we know Harigwala for, you know. Friday nights, under the lights. Okay, this time it won't be on a Friday night, but yeah, I think
they'll try and make it as dark as possible put the lights on.
I wouldn't be surprised if this 50% is all sold out for this affair. Because they know how it is to be relegated. They know how it is to survive relegation. So I think, it's a tough ask for Baraka, you know. I mean, it's a club I wouldn't want to see go down just because of the structures they've put in place. You can see the vision in Baraka, you know. They're now building their home. You can see the plan, which they're planning on being a big team in, you know, seeing that. Getting relegated whilst your cheapers and all your other teams that are making a joke of DSTV Premiership stay behind is a little bit unfair, but you know, it's the points that decide. It's not about how what facilities you have and all of that. So yeah, in terms of the results, I'll go for Maritzburg. I think this is a bank of the weekend for me.
True. Another derby to look forward to this weekend, Josh, is a Soweto derby. Kaiser Chiefs against Swallows. Swallows, of course, on the brink of relegation. They're down in the dumps. And Kaiser Chiefs, they've had an indifferent end to their season. They were sort of in the race for the CAF spots. It seems highly unlikely now with Cape Town City and Royal AM. They could get the CAF Confederation.
Before you answer, Josh, I'd like to give you a little bit of information. Chiefs and Swallows, they are best friends according to the public. You know, they are best friends
behind closed doors.
They've made some good deals, loaning players, doing each other favors here and there. A lot of people
signing players with no paperwork. just drop them on off the at natural.
So a lot of people are expecting Chiefs to do their best friends a favor.
Will that be the case, Josh?
I mean,
how do you see it?
For me, I think that Chiefs have come into a bit of form coming towards the end of the season. I mean, it hasn't been, it's been a weird one for them. They finally got the change in, when I say they, I mean the fans finally got the change in manager that they so desired.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, there's been a bit of backlash here and there or trouble within the camp, but they seem to be getting slowly the results.
Mm.
If you being a betting man here, I think I'm going to go with the draw. It can't seem like they're doing a massive favor, so we'll just meet in the middle.
Sitting on the fence. There, but yeah, I mean, we don't want to say things and end up being sued. Yeah, nobody's doing no one a favor. It's just what the people are saying on Twitter and social media or whatever it is, you know. But yeah, the reality is that Chiefs have came out and said only 18 players are available for this game. Most players are injured. And they said from the 18, most of them are defensive players. So, I mean, you're coming with a crippled team against a team that's fighting for their lives. I mean, you, as a punter, for me, I think curtains, Swallows win this one. I'll take a double Swallows onto Maritzburg United. I think that's my double for the weekend.
36 and 10, that's some big value there.
Yeah, that's some big value. So my value bet this weekend is Swallows, and I'll be including them in all my multiples, to be honest.
Marumo, Kellens and Sekukune United?
Can't separate them. I'll go draw.
Josh, how you feel?
I feel exactly the same.
And then there's just one last derby before we touch on Pirates. Stellenbosch and Cape Town City, Banele, Derby of the Cape, of course, Ikapa Derby, as most people used to call it when Ajax was still in town. Yeah, it's quite a tricky one because Stellenbosch won 3-0, I think, in the reverse fixture. So
yeah, it's a tricky one. You've got a Cape Town City that's desperate for points, desperate. Mm. It's a must-win game for them. Up against a very tricky opponent, you know, in Stellenbosch. They've had a very good season. They'll want to wrap it up in style. You know, they'd want to stop their rivals or neighbors from going into IKF next season, you know. So that's what rivalry is about.
It'll be easier to scout players, though, for them if some overseas players come to the Western game.
So, yeah, I think this one for me, draw, is a fair result here. You know, the PSL, you can't end a fixture list without tipping a draw. I think for me, this is a draw.
Mm. Look, I think we've tipped some draws already.
Yeah.
For me,
we've got the pens and pencils out.
Stellenbosch, like Banele just said, they've had a great run. I mean, when Sundowns was away playing Champions League, I'm sure they were up there, almost first position at one point.
Even second for a while. Yeah,
they've had a decent season. But it's how you finish, it's not how you start.
Mm-hmm.
And Cape Town City have been excellent. Now towards the end of the season, they're finishing strong. And to get that cap Champions League spot, hopefully, with a win over your neighbors or your rivals or whatever you call them, I'm back in Cape Town City, yeah.
Banele, it's that time of the podcast where we touch on Pirates.
Yeah.
Just before we wrap things up, Richard Ofori made quite an interesting comment. He said, now is the chance for this class of 2022 to emulate the 1995, the class of 1995 by winning the CAF Confederations Cup. Strange.
It's strange, but maybe emulate was the wrong word, but we understand what he was trying to say. So basically what he's trying to say is that 1995, Paris won the CAF Champions League. So this, they're in the CAF Confederations final. It's not the same as the CAF Champions League in terms of weight, but it's still the same thing in terms of continental success. So what he meant here is that this is a chance for Pirates to have some continental success again, you know. So, yeah, winning this game takes them to the Super Cup again, you know, against whether it's Al Ahly or Wydad Casablanca. But yeah, it's a perfect opportunity for this Pirates team. I mean, they've been trophyless for a very long time, bar the Nedbank Cup they won. So they haven't had like a MTN major. 8. I mean, the MTN 8, I keep confusing the two.
Toy.
Yeah, the MTN 8. You know, everybody's like, yeah, preseason. But this is an opportunity to win a major trophy. Not only is a major trophy, but a continental trophy. So, Pirates, I think they need to go all out. They've lost the last two continental finals. It was against Al Ahly in both of them. One was the CAF Confederations, the other was the CAF Champions League. So this is an opportunity for Pirates to make history, be the first team that wins both the Confederations and the CAF Champions League.
I love when a big team with obviously plenty of rival fans and plenty of opposition love to discredit a competition once one of their rivals go to the final. Like,
yeah.
I saw some Sundowns fans asking the question and Kaizer Chiefs fans asking the question if Pirates will get a star if they win this competition. But it is a CAF Confederations Cup. It's a massive competition. And yeah, there are huge ramifications if they win this, Josh.
Look, I think their second leg fixture they should have put to bed. In front of goal, the Pirates weren't the greatest. I think they need to brush that up heading into this yeah. final. And then I was surprised at them not be facing TP Mazembe in the final.
Yeah.
Whether they excited about who they whether they excited about who they fighting facing this Friday, I think it is. I think Pirates can get the victory, and unfortunately for those rival fans, they're going to have to just bask in the Buccaneers' glory.
Yeah,
they're going to be loud. Eh?
The second star is coming. You know, so people are always confused about the star thing. The star, it's not a CAF or whatever rule to have a star on your jersey. I mean, even if Bafana Bafana, if
we've got a star,
if Usafa decides, let's put a star for winning the CAF, the AFCON in 1996, then you can put a star. You know, you can have a star for winning 10 leagues, saying it's a celebration. You can have a star basically for anything.
It's
a choice made by the club. There are clubs that have won the CAF Champions League that don't have the star. There are clubs that have won the UEFA Champions League that don't have the star. So a star, basically, it's just a choice to say I'm putting a star for this achievement, whatever achievement it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's wish Orlando Pirates all the best, of course, carrying the South African flag very high on the continental scale. And until next week, gentlemen, it's been an excellent ride. And of course, all the best for the new season. We will still continue, of course. But yeah, just for all our listeners and guests as well who have joined us throughout the season, just another thank you from the Hit the Target panel. And all the best.
Sup.
Cheers.